Well, good morning, everybody. We're so happy to welcome, especially in a beautiful way, the women who are on retreat this weekend, and it started yesterday and goes through this afternoon, and so a very warm welcome to them, and just our prayers for your beautiful retreat. And the music that we have is so beautiful and is such a gift from these folks that have been offering the music for the entire retreat yesterday and today. And so thank you so much for being here. They're from Michigan, which, by the way, the Basilica of St. Therese, and it's the centennial year right now of the canonization of St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower. And her relics are going to be going to the Basilica where our music group here is from. And so I'm making a pilgrimage. I can't wait to visit our beautiful St. Therese of Lisieux. Today is just a happy day. It's Corpus Christi. And we celebrate just this incredible gift that is the most holy Eucharist. And it's everything. I had the joy of being, not this past week, but the week before. We had a group of high schoolers from here go to One Bread, One Cup at St. Meinrad for this kind of week-long conference or retreat. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of growing in the Lord, growing in prayer, growing in what is the Mass and our part in that and all this sort of thing. And it's just a beautiful experience. And this one girl sat next to me in prayer, and she said, "I love sitting next to you." She said, "I can sing as loud as I want and nobody can notice." And this other kid, he comes to me and says, "You're just this big old bald source of holiness." And I was like, man, these kids are great. They were kids from Ohio, from Alabama, many, many from Indiana. So it was a wonderful time. This one young man just really impressed me from Alabama. And he was telling me that he said that his dad is the football coach at the high school that he goes to. And he says, I don't play football, and I'm really not interested in it. He does track and a bunch of other things, and he says, that kind of was hard for me and dad for a while, but we're good now. He said, but really, it was really kind of a thing that we went through when I told my parents that I had to become a Catholic. And I'm just like jumping. I'm a sucker for a good conversion story, and I'm just like, man, this is cool. And I was like, so what happened? Like, how did you come to that place that, like, you? And I said, how old were you? He says, I'm a freshman in high school. I said, woo. And he says, he's now a junior. And I said, how did that happen? Like, that the Holy Spirit did this for you. And he said, it's the Eucharist. And he said, in particular, he said, I have friends. And he says, they're right over there at that table. And he says, the way they lived, I wanted that. And he said, I asked them, you know, what do you have? And they said, well, we're a Catholic and we have Jesus and the Eucharist. And he's like, I want that. So he went to Mass with them, and he was inspired by the way that these people that his friends were living and allowing the Eucharist, Jesus, to live in and through them. And so he said, I went to Mass, and he said, I just knew I had to become a Catholic. So I told my parents, neither of whom has much religion at all. And my siblings, they don't have any religion. But he said, I told him I have to be Catholic. He said, it's the best thing I ever did in my life. And he said, I love Jesus Christ. He said, I love the Eucharist. He said, I can't imagine my life without him. And I go, that's it. That's it. This is our life, is him. Because I think something like, We think all the time about how, like, blessed we are, and we are, that we have the presence of Jesus Christ on this altar at Mass. And we do. That's not a symbol. It's not a symbol at all. We have the real Jesus, the living Jesus, on this altar. But it's even more, the Mass is even more than that. The Mass is the sacrifice of Jesus. We call it the sacrifice of the Mass. That what happens here is the God of the whole universe comes onto this altar and he says, here is my life. I lay it down on the altar, the cross of this altar, for you.
And then in reply, in response, we come to him, to the altar, and we, this is the offertory, we say, here is my life. I give it to you. So that the altar becomes this place of, it's not just me and Jesus, it's me and Jesus. And that's what we heard in the sequence, that through this one meal, that one church is nourished, leading to one life. This is it. This is Corpus Christi. That the God of the universe sacrifices his life on this altar, but we are called to sacrifice our lives back. It's life for life, life in life. And that young man is right. We can't imagine our lives without the Mass. We can't begin to imagine our lives without the gift that is the most blessed sacrament. That in that one consecrated host is the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of our Jesus. And this is what I want to end you with here is, imagine this. When we look at the host at elevation time at Mass, or when the priest or whoever says, the body of Christ, or when we go do our holy hours, which we should all have a holy hour in the chapel, we should gaze on Jesus in the host with the same heart and the same eyes, the same mind as Mother Mary, as the Virgin Mary looked on Jesus when she held him at Bethlehem, and when she looked upon him as he died on the cross. That we should look at Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, the Corpus Christi, with that love. And you know, if we do this, everybody in our lives is going to be like that young man. Is going to come and say, I want what you have, because the love that you have, like, who is this? And you're going to say, it's Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. I get to do life with him. I get to lay down my life and receive him as he lays down his life at the altar of the sacrifice. May we gaze upon Jesus in the host with the same heart as Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.